One of the metaphors for mindfulness is that we're turning on the light. You might be thinking about something that will happen in 10 years from now. You might be thinking about something 10 years from now that's going to happen 1,000 miles from here. And so you might think that your thoughts are far-ranging. But in fact, to be absorbed in those thoughts makes the world very small. Then we're in the world of thinking itself. And certain kind of inner light, inner clarity, is lost. But to clearly recognize that we're thinking, and to gaze upon the phenomena of thinking rather than being in it, is to turn on the light. And with that light, we can see there's much more going on than just the content of the thoughts. And when the light is on, that kind of light, there's a lot more space to be seen. Just like when, if it's completely dark at night, when I've been camping by myself alone in the dark, every little rustling sound is a big bear just a few feet away from the tent. Everything is close in. But when the dawn comes and the light goes on and the vista takes in wide range, wide territory around, it can feel really safe in the immediate vicinity. There's lots of space to move around in, to see. So the world can be a dangerous place if we're caught in the dark. The darkness created by thinking. But to turn on the light, we see so much more. And one of the ways we turn on the light is to turn it on in relationship to our emotions. And with emotions, we can be caught by them and caught up in the thoughts related to them. But to turn on the light, we can start seeing much more of the whole ecology of thinking, of emoting, of emotions. And sometimes it's nice to have this acronym, this RAFT, R-A-F-T, to help us see the wider world of emotions. And R stands for recognize. That's the light switch. If you allow it to be, to clearly recognize, oh, this is an emotion. This is joy. This is sadness. This is grief. This is happiness. This is anger, resentment. This is kindness, love. And the art of it is to make that recognition gentle, calm, clear, in such a way that we're not caught or living in the emotion, but rather we're turning on the light. Oh, this is how it is. This is what it's like. This is the experience of now and here. And then the A of raft is to allow. To make room for it. To, for the time being in meditation, to not be for or against the emotion, because then we're entangled in it, involved in it. To not be aversive or clinging to it. And sometimes we define ourselves by our emotions. I am this kind of person who's angry or sad or happy or kind. Or we appropriate the emotion. This is mine. And so to allow, to make space, to allow the emotion to be there, kind of like it just floating in the space. It's okay. Almost as if we're reassuring the emotion. You're safe with me. It's okay now. You can be there. And to allow is in such a way that we do feel that there's breathing room, there's space. The space of awareness. And the F of raft is to feel. To feel the physicality, the sensations connected to the emotions. Where in the body are the emotions being expressed, or what's been activated in your body? And to feel it, to sense it. The physical sensations of an emotion are not the story of the emotion. The physical sensations is not the thing that's identifying with the emotion or reacting to it. And to feel an emotion in the body is one of the ways to allow it to be there, as if the physical expression of it is what the emotion needs to do. It's okay. It's almost like you're telling the emotion, welcome here into my body, because I know that the body has the capacity to hold you. The body can somehow make space. Part of what we can feel in the body as we have emotions, if they persist, and maybe if they're challenging, is to feel how the emotion might be affecting the breathing. Is the breathing constricted, or does the breathing speed up or get bigger? Is there a tightness someplace in the belly or the chest? And if it is, it's okay. Then the rhythm of breathing can be like a massage that massages the constriction, the tightness. The rhythm of breathing can be like a gentle rhythm that helps you gently feel the emotion, like you're breathing through it or breathing with it. And breathing with an emotion, breathing through an emotion, can help us not identify with it, help us not get caught in the thoughts about it. And then the T of raft is to tease apart the thoughts we have about the emotion and the emotion. The preferences we have to the emotion in and of itself. The aversion or the desire for it from the emotion itself. When those things are entangled, mixed up, then there's no space between them. But when we see them as distinct, they've been teased apart, we're contributing to more space. And as the light of awareness is turned on, that light spreads wide. And one of the things the light shines on is the space beyond the edges of the emotion. I guarantee to you that your emotion does not fill the universe. It's not that big. And there is space, peace, calmness beyond the edges of it somewhere. As the dawn light gets stronger and clearer, we have a wider vista in which to see and know. So then as we begin this sitting, or some of you have started, take a few moments to relax in your body. Maybe on the exhale, soften. Maybe on the exhale to soften, relax the thinking mind. Relaxing any physical sensations connected to thinking. As you relax on the inhale, as you feel your body on the inhale, maybe imagine that the light is being turned on. So you can sense and feel and know your experience more clearly. And maybe it would be helpful to take a few moments to sense the space around your body, just beyond the edges of your body. Maybe just the space of a few inches beyond your body, or a few feet beyond your body, or even a larger space of the whole room. As if the light of awareness, the clarity, is bigger than any particular sensations of your body. So that each sensation of your body can be known more simply and clearly, as if it's floating in a vast space. Each sensation of breathing allow to appear and disappear, come and go, within the wider space of awareness. The wider capacity of the body to sense itself. And then whatever mood or emotion, mental state, attitude that's present for you right now, however subtle it might be, however strong it might be, to recognize it as if you're turning on the light on it. Not a spotlight, but a light that turns on, that's like lighting up the whole room so you can see the emotion more clearly. And to whatever degree is available to you, to allow the emotion to be there, the mood, giving it a time to be there so you can know it better, you can see and feel it better. Doesn't have to be 100% allowing, just the best that you can. Feel how the emotion, mood is expressed in the body, or where in the body the activation or energy of the emotion is. Gently breathing with it or breathing through the emotion. And perhaps noticing how more space is created if you can tease apart the thoughts or interpretations, stories you have around the emotion, and the direct physical experience of emotion. when you've spent time with emotion, acknowledged it enough, begin again with your breathing. Centering yourself on the breath. Where breathing is at the middle center of vast space. Maybe that includes everything. Resting in the breathing. Until some emotion arises that is compelling enough that you practice raft with the emotion. Perhaps as you're mindful of something, it's not just the recognition, the knowing, but it's also an opening to a greater clarity, a wider clarity. Like when you turn on the light and you see throughout a room. And maybe if you can appreciate at the capacity for attention to have clarity, clear perceiving, clear knowing, clear feeling of things. It can come with a sense of there's space for whatever your experience is. Making room for what's here. Not fixing it or condemning it or prioritizing it. Just making room, allowing each thing to be itself. when we turn on the light in the room, the light doesn't disturb anything in the room. It just reveals it, highlights it. When the sun rises at dawn and lights up the world, there too, for the most part, the sunlight doesn't disturb anything that it lands on. But there are some things which do respond. Leaves begin to curl, uncurl, or turn towards the morning sun. Flowers can begin to open. Reptiles get warm and come to life. To turn on the light of awareness, for some things, it doesn't disturb them. Just allows things to be. But maybe there's something good in you that does respond to that light. Something that begins to unfurl, open. Something that begins to warm up and come to life. What is it in you? In your body, your heart? What is it that awakens to the light of awareness? The Buddhist tradition sometimes identifies forms of happiness or joy that somehow get gently awakened by the light of awareness. Emotions are an important part of human life, and they are an important part of a life that's mindful, it's aware. Mindfulness is not meant to be a discarding or overlooking of our emotional life, the feelings we have. It actually does the opposite. It's very respectful of them. They respect each of them. They're allowed to be there without picking them up, without reacting to them, without being entangled. And it's one of the great gifts of this practice is to learn the art of making space, allowing for emotions to be there, and then see what happens, see how they... Emotions are always things in motion. The motion part of emotion means that they're always in process, always unfolding, unless we somehow cling to them or hold on to them or repeat the same thoughts over and over again that keep them kind of from moving through us. So to recognize, allow, feel, allows a kind of teasing apart where the emotion can begin being kind of free within us. So we teach mindfulness of the emotion after doing breath and body, because coming back to the body to feel an emotion in the body can be very, very, very helpful. It keeps us from getting caught up in the story. It's a way of giving space to it. And then as we do this practice, there's a gradual discovery of a form of non-reactive awareness, a form of spacious awareness or allowing awareness that begins kind of having its own pleasure, its own wisdom, its own benefits. And it's a kind of a radical alternative to how most people live their lives, where we're mostly living kind of living in the thoughts, in the emotions. Maybe we're even hijacked by the thoughts and hijacked by the emotions. So to begin learning this art of spacious awareness or non-reactive, non-judgmental. And one thing that can help with this is as you go around IRC today, leaving the hall, going down the steps, walking across the community hall, getting tea, doing your work, going to the bathroom, whatever you do, to do it at the speed of mindfulness. Because if you go faster than the speed of mindfulness, it's all too easy to get pulled into the world of thinking and not even know it. Or pulled into the world of thinking and really kind of the world has gotten small again, within the domain of thinking itself. So to go about at a speed usually slower than an ordinary street pace, but each person it'll be different, that somehow keeps you connected, keeps you present, you know what's happening, you're tracking what's happening for you as you go walk around and do things. You're not losing track of what you're doing as you do it. That's the speed of mindfulness. But don't, if you find yourself going slower, don't overdo it. Don't go too slow. Because it's possible that if you go too slow, you're caught again in something. So just the right speed for you, the speed of mindfulness. And so may you enjoy this day. May you enjoy the light of awareness and how it touches something tender and profound within us. Thank you.